said, I was holding myself back.
So when you saying like you want to put out certain tracks,
I felt like I had to shine a little light on myself as an artist instead of just being known as the guy from Lifetime Entertainment.
Copy.
You know what I'm saying? I just feel like shining a light on myself because at the end of the day, we a family, but everybody is individual artists.
Now the label, I'm pretty sure the whole situation, which we don't have to get too detailed, but it's always a still family thing. I still see Lifetime all over, but now we moving on with Lifetime Chris. See what Chris got. Yeah, what Chris could.
Right now, like that's all it is. We definitely always gonna be Lifetime ENT.
Oh no, that's a fact. Now, does that bring pressure to you now? That's like, all right, you know what? I'm gonna just see what I can do.
Nah, not really. Cause it's just like I know what I'm capable of.
Mm-hmm.
I'm my own worst critic.
Now, for a lot of people like that do music, right? First of all, shout out to my niggas that's getting out them gold chains. Niggas say, I see you with them gold chains. Stop it. Stop it. Let me put that away. Because y'all niggas gonna start thinking I'm rich and shit. You all right? But Hudson County in the building, I see you. My man said, Chris, get it. Okay. So these niggas know, the thing is, they know you from Lifetime.
Yeah.
Like, that's already the door opener. Now, it's like, what about the people that feel like we didn't really get that full Lifetime project? Like, what do you tell them?
It's coming.
So it's not over with the family.
Is there a date? Is there a date on that?
Nah, every time we give dates, I don't.
Nah, we not.
It's like people afraid to give us dates up here.
No dates.
The reason y'all know me, I'm a little sneaky. You know what I'm saying? So the reason why I'm setting you up with all these questions is because I want to know, like, you drop one member, one female, and then get a new female. Like, whose plan was?
Nobody,
Chris, that looked like something you set up right there.
I'm saying, look, nobody got dropped. Okay. You know what I'm saying? It's still a family, you know what I'm saying? One more person got added on. You know what I mean? And shout out to Kate Goddess, because she working right now, you feel me?
Nah, I feel like y'all all working, especially, I've been waiting for your project. Me and Flea always talk. So, you know what I mean? When Flea hit me up, I'm like, hold on the phone, hold on. You know, dark skin niggas don't pick up for light skin niggas that often. Flea is motivatedly on his business. So I'm like, all right, I'm gonna see what's up. You see, I don't pick up for you, Var. You know that.
You do.
No, I don't.
Every time.
Hey, go to voicemail. But musically, what are you bringing?
Musically, like as far as what I got going on right now.
Yeah.
So I'm working on a project, Angels and Demons. At first, I was gonna do deeper than music, but that title came from a lot. That's it. Meant something to me.
Angels and Demons, that's deeper than music already.
You get what I'm trying to go. You see what I'm trying to go with. You feel me? So Angels and Demons right now is just like, it's like giving niggas, I mean, a little bit about myself and my past life. Basically, like, I'm not saying I'm an angel, I'm not saying I'm a demon, you know what I'm saying? Like, I could be both, you feel me? And just letting niggas know that I am here, like, we ain't playing no more, you feel me? Like, I got a lot of bounce, you feel me? Mm-hmm. I feel like we got too comfortable. I'm not even gonna say we, I'm gonna just say myself personally. I got comfortable with what Live Bounce was doing at the time. It was running, like, it was going crazy. I got comfortable. So, I fell off. I feel like a lot of people, like, I fell off too.
I can't give you advice for that, because it's like, not even advice, I can't even make a statement on that, you feel me, Va? Because it's like,
Well, you
had it.
He caught it.
I mean, it's not like you didn't get it. Like, that was just a learning experience.
Because
now we just going to see what you do next. Because, I mean, like, even though they treat the industry.
It's different, yeah. Like, this time around, it's just more becoming more aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
Becoming more confident. You
know? Okay,
like,
so.
Like, we just want some, like, we just can't fuck with us. That's how I feel. Like,
well, that's how you got to be, though. I mean, like, I say that every time I get on this mic. Castle, you know what time it is? Where's the storm? I say that every time I get on here. These shows ain't like this. They don't sit here talking to the homies. Storm's coming. Storm's coming. Chris got that music. Storm's coming. Sorry, sometimes I want to talk to my head. Are you right?
I'm not even crazy. It was a good one though.
You should know. I wasn't even trying to phase nobody. Yeah, shout out to everybody on the check-in. No, I wasn't trying to phase nobody because they know already.
Breeze,
they
know.
We
know.
So backstory, I guess. Though.
Yeah. Nah, I did that. That was his drop right there. I'm gonna head on mixtape sometime soon. But now.
No.
On tour, running around.
Yes.
What's the craziest thing you think you learned not to do again?
It's like, can I say it?
I'm gonna just go and not to drink too much.
Okay.
Oh, you picked the cop out,
please. I commend you on that.
I respect it. Normally I go hammer.
Normally I'm a little more, you know.
But you know, we'll start slow. You feel me? Because I feel like I want the people to see and hear first.
Yeah,
I want them to hear what's going on. Castle, how we looking over there? You got the single right quick? What you want to play?
We got Down Bad out right now. You know what I'm saying?
Down Bad. Sounds like it goes with Angels and Demons.
Yeah.
So explain what is this Down Bad? What you think?
It's like Down Bad was just like really what it was. Like I was down. I ain't had no money. You know what I'm saying? Like this real nigga shit. Like Flea probably get mad at me for saying this, but real shit. It was me fleeing smash every single day in this nigga crib. You know what I'm saying? Three niggas in one room. Trying to get high off of Nick, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I've been there.
Smoking out of the back with that thug, you feel me? Yeah. Green niggas, you feel me? So, it was just like, it was down to that point.
Damn, it was Nick, nigga, green and backward?
Bro, nah.
Y'all had more.
Had sour, though,
had oh, nah, nah. If you had a sour, if you had a Nick of sour, niggas was really going hard. Cause listen, I didn't got. I don't know what you're saying. When it gets bad, like.
Bad like that, and then when you look at the situation, like.
Bro, y'all don't know what's bad is. You ever had to do the roaches? You know, you save the roaches to.
That's when you stop and tell yourself like. Yo, but you stop and tell yourself. You stop and tell yourself. You're like, yo, do I have a problem? Like, am I saving all these clips? Do I got a problem? And then you actually take your time out.
We got to lock the door from now.
And then you actually take your time out, like, to make sure the blunt is right. And then you got to pass it. And then it's like, so I know what you're saying. Now, you're bringing that up in this song for what? Like, what is the message behind it?
To let niggas know that you don't gotta, you know what I'm saying, be
shout out DJ,
caught up in your situation. That shit is just for the moment. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's all about what you want to do with yourself. You know what I mean? Like Down Bad is one of them songs where I'm talking about how I was down and how I got myself out of that situation. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's all it's about, being down bad and then coming up from that shit. You feel me?
Now, not to get too dark, but like, you ever felt like you hit rock bottom before or something? So what do you tell the people that's like at rock bottom right now and they just don't know, like, if it's gonna get better?
I feel like it's all a mind thing. Once you know in your heart and like you know like that's yourself that you're great, you know what I'm saying? Can't nobody tell you otherwise. You know what I'm saying? Can't nobody, like, for every person that, like, even if, like, I say this for music wise, if every one person like don't like your song, there's another 10 people somewhere in the world that's gonna fuck with this shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, so whatever you doing, you know what I'm saying? Whatever you doing, whatever you got going on and shit, you know what I'm saying? Just keep focused on that. Like, if whatever is your happy place, whatever you could go to get yourself out of that dark space that you're thinking about, like, just do that shit and keep doing that until you're good. Like, you know what I'm saying? Dust yourself off and shit.
Listen, I respect it. I think that's what we all miss. We miss a little extra confidence. Street Watchers Radio, only on YakRadio.com. You know, we still got the whole team live bouncing, but my man Lil Chris was down and out. Now he back, you heard? Let's do it!
DJ Castle.
Yeah. I was down bad. Dead bro, no clothes. I had bad swag. Took a loss, bounced back just like that. Bossed up, she said she like that. I might one night that. I've been on the road getting money. I don't even talk about the money. I've been riding around with it on me. Cause if I lack, they got a chance to leave me lonely. I ain't going, I was down bad. Bro, no clothes, I had bad swag. Took a loss, bounced back just like that. Bossed up, she said she like that. I might one night die. This fool thought I would lose. Said I won't win, but I will. I put my life on the line. I'm tryna get me a meal. I got a family to feed. Yup, I need all of my bills. And I'm still live on that gang shit. You fuck around and get killed. All of my niggas, they ride out. Don't make these crip niggas pop out. Yo, bitch, she like how we vibe out. She want my dick inside her mouth. I hope you know what the deal is. And the story, nigga, period. I'm coming for all of the millions. Sorry, Lord, I keep on killing them. I'm a sin again. They keep sleeping on me. I'ma finish them. Time to wake them up. Ain't no letting up. Time to lay them down if they acting up. Disrespect the clock, hold a sack of nuts. I don't trust these bitches. They just worth a nut. I don't trust the soul. Y'all be out of line. Keep my circle small. I ain't got the time. Down bad. Dead bro. no clothes, I had bad swag. Took a loss, bounced back just like that. Bossed up, she said she liked that. I might one night that. I've been on the road getting money. I don't even talk about the money. I've been riding around with it on me. Cause if I like, they got a chance to leave me lonely. I ain't gone, I was damn bad. Dead bro, no clothes, I had bad swag. Took a loss, bounced back just like that. Up. She said she like that. I might one like that. I feel like I'm a kingpin on some G shit. I will he shit. Spin back and repeat it. We be really in the field, out here playing defense. All they feel the buzz coming, now they wanna greet him. Back up. I am looking right past y'all. Stay down till I came up. Motherfucker, let's play ball. Chris Paul, I'ma cross all them. I'ma have these rappers all falling. I am so sick of these niggas. You know how I'm coming, man. I'm about to swerve them. Niggas on me, that's from out of town. Niggas hate I'm getting popping now. Choppers loaded if we popping now. Niggas quiet when the lobs around. Chris talking that hot shit. Who the fuck gon' stop him? Thug life on my pocket. I'ma have my whole block lit. Damn bad. Bro, no clothes, I had bad swag. Took a loss, bounced back just like that. Bossed up, she said she like that. I might one night that. I've been on the road getting money. I don't even talk about the money. I've been riding around with it on me. Cause if I lack, they got a chance to leave me lonely. I ain't gone, I was damn bad. Dead bro, no clothes, I had bad swag. Took a loss, bounced back just like that.
Yeah. Shit, nigga said you down bad, but you double up and come back. That's what it is. Talking about down bad and double up and come back, we was just, before you came in the room, Chris, we was just like, you know, doing our regular talk shit, and Minor Gold, a.k.a. Minor Mayhem, she was telling us, yo, Va, what's the name of what Minor does when she tells us?
What happened?
Yeah. So she was telling us about the whole, it's funny how the down bad song, you know what I mean, we playing that and you just think like, damn, Meek must be down bad right now. Yeah. I mean. Again. But again. Just
everybody decide.
Again.
Listen, what do you say to that? Is it like, is it his fault or is it like the system is already fucked up? Or is it a little bit of you got to keep close?
Because it's like, if you think about it, like, when you want probation, like, you know how this shit work. Like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I'm saying that now, because in the beginning, I was like, damn, this shit fucked up. But then you got to look at all the shit that led up to this arrest. You know what I'm saying? It probably wasn't even only just that Willie shit that he got a violation for.
This man's speaking truth.
Listen, we don't have to get into that. Because I personally feel like, you know, everybody makes decisions at times where we don't think about it. So you feel me? Like, a song like Down Bad is supposed to, like, it already got that bounce to it, but when you listening to what you're saying, it's supposed to wake a nigga up, like, yo, bro.
Meek should
have listened
to that before he got on the bike.
All right.
See, now
All right.
He
would
be doing that to the
floor. You see, like, I say controversial shit. She just took the crown for today, but hey, maybe he should have, man. Like, what do you tell people who's not listening to your music right now, my man?
Get the fucking tune, because you know what I'm saying? Don't jump on the wave when the wave is in the wave, you feel me?
I want to play a game. I want to hear you spit a bar about every topic we come up with. Like, it gotta be saying to them. So I gotta hear you spit a bar for every topic we come up with.
Any name that we throw out there, topic we throw out there, you just gotta rhyme or do your best.
I mean, it's just something I feel like would be, you know.
Okay.
When you.
So far that's down back.
You wanna, you wanna, you wanna, you wanna, how you wanna do this? You wanna instrumental?
You wanna instrumental or no instrumental? Acapella. It's up to you.
Get the instrumental.
All right, let's.
Holy, perfect. You want me to go first? Or you want Reason to go first?
Nah, you don't want me to go first. Nah, I'm going.
All right, so we can throw out anything? Throw out anything out there?
It's a topic. It has to be a topic, a situation.
So it can't be a name.
Like, I'll give you, I'll start one. I'll give you. Okay, what's wrong with Tyrese, bro? Yeah. Like, I know, what do you want from me? I'm my baby. Yeah, man, what you say about Tyrese, bro? Cause I can try to do my best.
I just
you want me to try?
Let's do it.
Alright, yo, Cap, start it over.
Alright, I got the ad-lib, you ready?
Copy.
You talking about Tyrese?
Yeah, Tyrese, yeah.
Alright, good. Alright, cool, I got you.
What more do you want from
Ooh, I like that. You know what I'm saying? I got you, bro. You gotta come on. You gotta follow through. Yo, Chris, whenever you're ready, hop in.
Yeah, I bet.
Boom. Oh, oh. Get it.
Getting Tyrese all crying and shit. Acting for his baby.
Nigga had that fresh out of jail flow. Nigga had that fresh out of jail flow. I couldn't. The beat was him, but I was just like, "I'm fuck y'all, nigga."
That was just, I don't know. Right,
yeah. I was a good game. I think Chris was about to do. We he was about like, to do some damage.
We would have played the man.
I mean, Chris, you know.
Y'all still trying to
one time.
Listen.
You ready? One time.
Copy.
Wendy Williams. Nigga ain't gotta say no more.
You gotta say nothing else. No. You don't gotta say nothing else.
You know when you know. You know when you know the bar was about to hit, but it was just too soon. So you're like, yo, all right, damn. Anyway, my bad. I did that again. Down Bad. Now that's the first single right now.
Yeah, Down Bad is the single for right now.
And we got the video and everything out for that too.
Video, everything out. And I'm saying you can search that YouTube, SoundCloud. Nice.
Now, for some reason, I felt like, for the fact that you came to the show last time, that you actually came prepared, thinking that, you know, any crazy thing I say.
Yeah. Very, very, very relaxed.
You know what I'm saying?
Fleece, nah, I'm talking about style. Yeah. Yo, you know, Breeze last time, Breeze got violated, yo. So.
Now, you know, but I feel like it's that. Only right that I let you know is that you're never safe, okay? Just to let you know. Now, I see you guys, like, I don't know, like, you know, me being a gram whore. That's what I am, at least a gram whore. Like, you know, you wake up, ain't nothing going on, and you just on the gram. You know what I mean? So, shit's going bad at home or something. You arguing, you're like, okay. You know what I mean? So, being a gram whore, I could have seen, like, I see there's, like, a lot of moves being made on your side. Like, a lot. Like, does that motivate you more? Or is it, like, in a way, I would expect you to be more like, all right, so this is the we got this already. It's not a problem. Do you feel like you still got to show and prove?
Always. I never feel like you're there yet. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Even if you're there, that's just how I think. Like, I can't speak for the next man, but as far as me, everything that's going on around me definitely motivates me to go around the town.
So what's the next, like, you know, I was, like, when I talk to Flea, I'm like, Flea, don't play with me. I need exclusives, bro. I need exclusive. Now, like, tell me something. You know what? I can't just say tell me something. I'm going to ask you a question. Name the craziest city you've been in. Because I seen a video of Flea. He was somewhere. He was like, yo, there ain't no black niggas over here. He was somewhere, and he was doing that. So I was like, yeah, they moving. So name the craziest city for you.
Shit. I ain't been that much places, but I say Texas by far.
I would have said the same thing.
Texas. Bro. Now, was it crazy, like, weather, the feel, or just the way people was treating y'all?
It wasn't even like it was just like all around, like, damn, what the fuck? Like, everywhere you went, it was like a what the fuck type of thing. You know what I'm saying? Look at people, like, the fuck? Why are you looking at me like that? You know what I'm saying? Like, I was out there with a Nike Tech. When we left, it was freezing, you feel me? When we landed, it was hot as fuck. So I was out there walking around trying to find bud. Nike Tech going, looking at me like I'm stupid and shit. He's out there for South by Southwest, by the way, too. So.
How was that experience right there?
It was cool. That was my first time, actually. Like,
I ain't never been. I can't say I did. I'd be like, yo, people like, yo, you going to South by West? I'm like, yo, my nigga, I'm going to meet you there, bro. Nigga know his PO is not letting you go nowhere right now. So it's
that's
like.
What happened to me?
No, Meek got cleared. We're not even going to go back into that, okay?
Like, no, I'll just.
Now. South by West, it's like you South did a lot of things South people ain't doing.
South by Southwest.
We still going?
No, you just yeah.
You did a lot of things people ain't doing. Like, do you feel like they should give you the prop? Like, they should give you that respect right now? It's like, do you still got to go get it?
I'm coming to get it because I know, like, right now, as far as people that know me, people that was in my circle before, like, I just know what it is. Like, you know what I'm saying, I was used as a joke before. Mm-hmm. Niggas in the same spot they was in, you know what I'm saying, years ago.
Yeah, I left you on the corner.
Did you?
Niggas gotta say nine.
Did you perform when you went out there, or it was just you just went out there for?
No, we went to did two shows and went out there.
Nice.
Told them to okay. Shout out to Swift and Smash too. My fucking brothers.
Now, I know Smash. Smash also working on his project too, I'm pretty sure. Now, are you guys all over each other's projects, or is it like on some the lock shit? Y'all gotta show who's who now, like.
Nah, we always gonna have some. You know what I'm saying? Like, but
who's on the project right now? Who's on Angels and Demons? I need to hear this. Who's the track list? Give me a few.
Alright, so right now, as far as features go, I got on Smash on there. Uh-huh. I got Swift on the Man on there. Uh-huh. I ain't really trying to put too much features on it. I'm just trying to get more of a feel myself, let niggas know what it is with me. But for right now, it is only Swift and Smash on my tape.
So this is like an experiment now.
Yeah.
So see, like
depending, you might get a song that has somebody, you know what I mean, you won't put on it.
Right now, I'm just juggling songs. Like,
I don't see you as the type to just have this mixtape. Like, I feel like you have more songs. Like, you just got strong stash. Like, I don't know why you're sitting here telling me this.
Like
he's giving me politically correct answers. Like take this, Breeze. Take this and just relax. Yeah. No, you know, I'm being nice. I'm being nice by not going ham with certain questions, right?
That's a
fact. In return,
Flea standing right there for a reason too. Like, about to tap him. that question's coming.
I'm pretty sure we have a rapport enough where, you know, you just let me know. Yeah, it might be a couple hundred people listening, but don't worry about that. We talking, man.
Like I said, the track list is being made as we go along. So, like, I'm the type, like, I set a track list. So I write a new song and be like, nah, this gotta go along.
All these songs you're putting for, you're just making them now?
I have them. Yeah, basically, everything is new, but they recorded, they ready, they on go. So, right now, it's any day now. No release date, but any day now.
There's a lot of artists release coming date. Back up.
But any day.
New York is back on. Is there any, like, new New York artists you want to work with?
I say my boy Flyboy Dada from the East. We both from the East, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Definitely one of my favorite artists. That's my guy. And my boy Brad Piff. Them niggas, I feel like them niggas don't get the credit they deserve. Mm. Those are my guys right there. Those are the new artists from Brooklyn and shit.
Yeah, my man, you know what, I'm not going to. I'm not. You about to get it. You know what? I know there's another.
You guys going to break again, right?
Yeah, I want to hear another song.
I might take a breather.
Because I need to let him know.
I got you.
Street Watchers Radio, of course. I got your boy, Lil Chris.
Hey, live time.
You know what I mean? And when we come back, Chris is going to get in trouble.
Yep.
Oh, man.
School me, you don't know a thing. See, I got potential, they about to hate. I'm eating on these records, put them on my plate. Deeper than music, about to kill them on the way. I lost my cousin, my nigga, and I still cry. Tell them I'm on the mission, the nigga still on the rise. Screaming free all my niggas, just let them all out the pit. I got a story to tell, so I picked up a pen and I ain't stopping till the day I die. I'ma keep on chasing mine. When the rollie with the reflection, can't even tell the time. When the Cuban that be sitting heavy, so I'm on the grind. I'm a star, even in the dark, I'ma fucking shine reflections.
My necklace.
My timepiece.
My weapon.
I'm grinding. Respect it.
Shit.
If you ever doubt it, you about to regret it.
You don't got it to give it, so what you want from me? Step on these niggas right in the front on me. My back on the wall, keep facing your blood for me. Keep catching me falling, but don't you run from me. Not giving you what you thought, I'm giving you what you need. I'm helping you through the brawls, so help me up on my feet. Accepting you with your flaws, together we finna bleed. I'm about to take you and fall.
Listen, I'm humble, lying hearted, I'm here to rumble. Ain't nothing different, except I'm older, now you're in trouble. Come from the bottom, all I know is violence and hustle. I'm still a youngin', flexing on them, check out my muscles. Cause when you struggle, they don't know you, won't wanna hug you. Them niggas phony, pick and choose when it's time to love you. You gotta watch them, cause who make it daily, you lonely. Can't let them take me, thinking smarter, I got it on me. I want the rollie of Cuban and all the bitches. Give my mother a crib, that's at the top of my wish. wishlist. I've been tasting this paper, I'm dedicated and willing. Swear I started this music cause I was tired of dealing. Want me a Maserati, a Lamborghini, Bugatti, equipped with 20 some acres, elevators and lobbies. Won't get my sister a pony, do it all by my lonely. Say fuck them, they wasn't riding, won't ever get nothing from me. And I ain't stopping till the day I die, I'ma keep on tasting mine. When the rollie with the reflection, can't even tell the time. When the Cuban that be sitting heavy, so I'm on the grind. I'm a star, even in the dark, I'm a fucking sound reflections. My necklace, my timepiece,
my weapon.
I'm grinding. Respect it. Shit. If you ever doubt it, you about to regret it.
Don't got it to give it, so what you want from me? Step on these niggas right in the front on me. My back on the wall, keep facing your blood for me. Keep catching me falling, but don't you run from me. Not giving you what you thought, I'm giving you what you need. I'm helping you through the roads, so help me up on my feet. Accepting you with your flaws, together we finna bleed. I'm about to kick up in balls. My cut another record for me, this is what a nigga do. Cut and let it out my sight, cause my predicament was cruel. Sitting at the crib, continue thinking how to pick and choose. If I'ma be another nigga, fall into the system too. Had became a part of things I didn't wanna get into. Something in my body had me off a little, in the mood to get it how I get it. If I got a robber, get in tune with selling drugs and zoning niggas out of every nigga too. Now I'm in the loop with everybody that's been coming up. Every time you get the chance, you better go and fuck it up. Trust me, then remember, if you doubt it, better toughen up and stay up in your lane before they pump it through your muffler. Never get discouraged, never think that you ain't buff enough. If you got a dream you finna chase, then you can run with us. I was in the cup, was telling stuff without a touch of luck. But now I'm going up and up and up and up and up.
And I ain't stopping till the day I die, I'ma keep on chasing mine. When the rollie with the reflection, can't even tell the time. When the Cuban that be sitting heavy, so I'm on the grind. I'm a star, even in the dark, I'm a fucking sound reflections. My necklace, my timepiece,
my weapon.
I'm grinding. Respect it.
Shit.
If you ever doubt it, you about to regret it.
Don't got it to give it, so what you want from me? Step on these niggas right in the front on me. My back on the wall, keep facing your blood for me. Keep catching me falling, but don't you run from me. Not giving you what you thought, I'm giving you what you need. I'm helping you through the road, so help me up on my feet. Accepting you with your flaws, together we finna bleed. I'm about to kick up and ball and give it all to my seat.
What you want from me?
That one right there kind of got like on the low, like Cisco.
What these bitches want from me? You know what I mean? Like, it got like that. It was Brenda. Look, you know what I'm saying? Like, start naming names. Well, how many names you can name in one minute of chicks that you've been with?
Only one.
That was like the Jada Kiss laugh on. Forget it. Anyway, I'm not trying to make you sound like a whore. I just think you a whore. It's just, it's two different things, bro. Like, hello.
I mean, I don't know why you friend. Like, cause you said you're the one that told. I'm the one that told you I can't be.
I'm not gonna be hanging out with you when we just go do like these tours and stuff with all the shows. I'm not gonna do it. Like, I'm not putting myself in that situation. Like, minor gold is probably gonna have all these groupie niggas.
I don't do any of
that. And I'm just gonna be looking at you guys like, what's wrong with you guys?
I mean, when I, you know me, like when I'm, I just read the Bible and drink my glass of milk, boy.
That's right.
Just read my scriptures.
This guy can't tell me one scripture in the book. He can't tell me one with the. Right,
there's no need for me to show you how much I know about the Bible.
You said you read the Bible. Now. You talking about, I mean, you see what we talking about. We still got young, my man, Lil Chris in here. I mean, I don't even want to call you Lil Chris because I feel like you like the homie, right? You like the, my man's same height as me. I can't call you Lil Chris. I'm not, but even though that's the stage name,
yeah.
In the streets, you still the big homie Chris, right?
It's a meaning behind it. Like, my name is Lil Chris. Like, that's a title name.
Okay.
I mean, it's kind of a stage name because it means something.
Okay. Now, listen, who am I to knock a name? I call myself Breezy Obama. Like, seriously?
Like,
I didn't want to make it high. You feel me? I didn't want to make it high. I was thinking that to myself too, but I just felt like I always slacking. But back to now, smash it up, boy. Now the fact that you guys are wilding. Now knowing me, I would have made bad decisions. Now, the groupie love is incredible. How incredible can the groupie love be?
Yo, yo, Chris, that was the question that Flea was supposed to tell you about.
Nah.
He was supposed to tap you.
How incredible. All right, look. I'm somebody. You see, good thing I dropped the camera. The situation I'm in, like, I don't indulge in groupie love because I feel like it's too much. And they don't know when to stop. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I think it's just fun. But you're light skinned. I'm dark skinned. It's two different type of people. You know what I mean? Yeah. You guys wake up and like, you know what I mean? Like, we wake up like, I mean, like, it's two different things. So, like.
What is he talking about?
When you wake up, you listen to what? Macy Gray? What? Like, Britney Spears? Like, you wake up in that type of I'm gay feeling, don't you? Like, because you're light skinned. That's what you do. And when I wake up, I listen to that.
The past 3 months, you woke up on. You woke up next to a few.
You're gonna really talk about me being jail right now?
Is that cool? Don't talk about.
Anyway, what I'm trying to say is basically like, do you think? Because you know that messes a lot of people up. Like a lot of niggas get too hype off the fame. Yeah. They get too caught up. Do you feel like groupie love would be one of the things that stop you? Because as I'm on my live just now, this bitch who never writes on my shit, put the camera in my face. Let me say this. If you don't comment on my shit, and then I got some homie here, you know what I mean? Yeah, okay, so what? He probably been on TV. Okay, so what? He's thousands of likes. You don't comment on my shit, but when he come here, you want to throw eyes and shit. You want to throw hard eyes and shit, right? Yeah, bitch. That was my feeling to it.
That's
like,
the company you gotta stay away from.
All the female followers, please don't
take that to heart. I don't give a fuck what these bitches say. What these bitches want from my nigga?
No.
Somebody let me know.
Tell them to call up then. Huh? You got all this shit to say.
They could call up. No. Who call up? Wait.
Yeah, exactly. Tell Tony to call up. 877-760-1422. And make sure you got that same energy when you come through.
I have no problem saying that right now.
Groupie love already getting you in trouble.
No, the groupie love, it don't get me in trouble. Does it get you in trouble? I don't know your situation exactly, so I'm not asking. I'm just saying, does it get you in trouble?
I've never had to deal with it.
Okay.
There we go.
I respect it. Look, I said the same thing. I said the same thing. But you know, life itself comes with like screwdrivers. You feel like you are prepared to be heavy in this game, to get very deep in this game, and like you have to be prepared where everything comes. What type of person are you when it comes to like other than just being down and out, like. Y'all talking about, you telling me the way you was down is like, it connects with me because, you know, I've been through that. I saved the clips. Like, you look at a nigga like, yo, why you throwing the clips away, my nigga? Like, yeah, we need those. Facts. You get mad if somebody throw the ashtray away. Like, yo, bro, what's up with you? I mean, like, niggas done put
you look
the,
like that.
niggas done put the several pieces of the Duchess together just to make one glue line. You know, I've been there. So now it's like, now that life is like, it's more in the, is going up and you're gonna show and prove for yourself, like how are you gonna stop everything else that might interrupt? Like, are you prepared for anything?
Just by staying focused. Like, as long as I stay focused, like nothing can really get in my way. Mm. Obviously I know shit like is gonna happen like along the way, detours and shit like that. Mm. But it all come with it. Like it just that will just show you who really with you and who really not. You know what I'm saying?
As long as you're the same nigga when you get it. Yeah. I mean
ain't changing.
I just realized you're in my chair, but you know. I was telling myself, like, where's my... And I seen the nigga chilling. I'm like, damn, we got new chairs? Yak Radio, Street Watchers Radio, that's the show. And, of course, we got my boy Lil Chris in here. Now, Smash wasn't here when I said this. But you guys made it clear that you ain't drop a member. You just added a member.
Oh, my God.
I just wanted to make sure. Because last time, I could play that back if y'all want to hear with me. Cause remember, y'all didn't really say a lot of good things last time.
You did it. But now, somebody got cut. Who had a chinchilla in Times Square? Or something.
Niggas,
like, somebody was wearing a fur coat in the video.
I had niggas sitting here.
Somebody had a fur coat on in the video. Y'all cut them.
Yeah, look. I love how niggas is media trained now.
This is not the same thing y'all told us. Y'all said y'all cut her because she wore in the video shoot, she wore a fur coat in the middle of the city or some shit like that. Yo, Breezy, I'm not playing, right?
I don't remember the exact story, but I remember niggas is going like, that's a dub.
That's a dub.
Niggas definitely did the freestyle like Amelia gone. What? You know what I mean? Like, all right. And now it's like peace and love. Like, I respect love and peace.
Y'all cut her after y'all made the video. But like after y'all produced, like after y'all premiered the video, that's when y'all made the cuts.
No, the funny shit is the video and then the song they brought here, I was like,
it's missing something. The video's longer than the song.
Niggas didn't know I actually watched the video.
It was
like
an extra scene.
Yo, I never do research on nobody. Listen, but I just knew I watched that video before, so when y'all played it, I was like, so y'all gonna just sit here like it's
acting
just
like we ain't put two and two together.
I'm gonna clarify, because last time when we left, my one, she was like, what's up? Like, that nigga's like, what's up? Like, but it was one girl that was on the team, you know what I'm saying? She just distanced herself, you know what I'm saying? Which he was like, all right, you know what I'm saying? Do what you gotta do, you know what I'm saying? Like, you feel me? And that's just what that was. That's what one member that was on the team. The other one still on the team and stuff, like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But that's just all that was, just to clarify.
Oh, so basically, one got saved. One is still here. The other one is just, for the distance, love. Okay. I understand. I respect it. Like, one thing I would say that show growth is that you guys actually, like, not just being, like, disrespectful. Like, you know what I'm saying? Y'all still showing love. Because last time, y'all was...
Nah, it was different because it was closer to that time when she did that bullshit.
Because I didn't know.
So she was cut.
Yeah, she distanced.
She just distanced herself.
She was distancing herself. Like, you don't know if Smash hit or Chris hit or Flea hit and she fell away. We don't know. She was dying. Oh, all
right. Hold on.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know. You might like Young M.A. Like, you might like that style type shit. Like, you might see Ooh come on and you like, yeah. And I mean, it might be that type of situation. But hey, look, each his own. Nah, it's good that you guys, that just showed growth. Like, I think so. Because we was able to catch y'all last time, like, right off the bat. I didn't know. I thought y'all would have been ready, but you know what I mean? But this time y'all came ready. You're not ready for everything.
But
this time you came ready. I feel like one of the best that happened last time though was the freestyle was on point.
Facts.
That session was good.
The verse.
He came to show. Like, I was like, okay. So I feel like we're gonna have to get it again. But I do. You sent me three, right?
Yeah.
We got one more. Right?
So let's get into that one more.
When we come back, I'm gonna see, you know what I mean, if he's not in trouble no more, wifey. And we're gonna talk. Street Watchers Radio, let's go.
You are a bunch of fucking assholes. You know why? You don't have the guts to be what you wanna be. You need people like me. You need people like me so you can point your fucking fingers and say, that's the bad guy. So, what I make you? Good?
I am not here for the talking. This here is sending the message. And this is for all of you rappers. I'm not the one you should mess with. I am not here for the talking. This here is sending the message. I am not here for the talking. This here is sending the message. And this is for all of you rappers. I'm not the one you should mess with. Straight from the bottom, though. I got some niggas that's with it. They'll clap you up just for a necklace. My niggas reckless. My niggas all for the drama. So please do not try disrespect me. Remember, we was on the block all night, pulling graveyard sips. Going hard, trying to make our tips. Anybody got a problem? Tell them try to come and take my shit. You got a 40, better spray that bitch. Cause I don't play that shit. That's on the guys, I don't play that shit. You gon' kill him, you can try to attempt. We about to kill him, now it's time to present. The only motherfucking Lil Chris. Yeah, understand that I'm back with a vengeance. So for the text it, I will leave a motherfucking head split. When I say my name, just think about it, that's a death wish. Straight in your head, but the center and exit. Yeah, took a couple losses, but I'm back now. Smoke a lot of weed in the background. Every time I step, out. None of my niggas will never lack now. Take a nigga bitch and blow back out. Yeah, and I don't listen to nothing they got to say about me. Man, I've been really pacing. Yeah, I was waiting so patiently. But that's over with. Now it's time to let the show begin. Don't ever think this fucking show won't win. And I'm here with the same niggas that I've been rolling with. It's time to make sure that the world knows it. Like, wait, hold up. I'm only here for the commas. I'm only here for the cash. Yeah, this shit is deeper than music. Yeah, it's so deeper than rap. Yeah, I got to be unforgettable. I got to make a new path. I got to show them I'm different on so many levels, man. I'm about to make niggas mad.
How many fucking times I got to tell y'all niggas, man? Live time entertainment, man. Little Chris music, deeper than music, the mixtape, man. No fucking games, man. Live time and pleases me twice.
Yeah. Street Watchers Radio. Street Watchers Radio. I appreciate you taking your time out to sit here and see how a real show is done. When we bring talent up here.
I mean,
we need a tally.
This is like the first show he had since he got back from...
This is not the first show I had since I got
trading
back.
Trading soups and ooh. Outfits.
Ooh.
Stop coming for me. I'm going to keep shooting at you, bro. Stop. Fucking playing with me.
You know what? You know the thing is, shit like that only hurt if you mattered.
If you know what I mean? Now I don't matter.
Like, I'm so elite. Matter.
Sure?
I listen to shit like Lil Chris. I'm so elite. I'm ahead of you. You still listen to shit like that dyke that was on the song.
You don't believe that, Breeze.
And I think there's a beat I can feel with.
Yeah, play feel me? For him, you should. What's that gay song you made? That's the song that you made.
You know what?
Because you made this. You was talking about. Yo, you was just talking about it during the week. You called me. Remember?
Street Watchers Radio. I'm glad to see we back.
Now you wanna come?
And we're doing the show. We sticking to business. Can we stick to business?
Do that. Don't turn your mic. Oh, you hear that? No, your mic's on.
You hear that? Okay. You gotta let them know what's up, my man. You're on Street Watchers Radio. YakRadio.com, huh? Lil Chris. Get ready. Yeah. Okay. I had a hook to this.
Niggas really bitches, they ain't fucking with me. That's Lil Chris, from the block, Try to tell him on the fuck with a young boy, like, nah, stop playing. Give me one more.
You know, I feel like you be trying to, you can't sell the work like that, like, you gonna get the hook and then be like, fall back. You gotta hit him. Yo, Cass, what else you got? You got that All About the Benjamin? Let me get that. Nah, you, what he does is he blow the smoke in your face, like. Hey, you don't pass the blunt. You getting high off the smoke in your face, though. You feel me? You gotta hit him, you know what I mean? Hit him where it hurts. You feel me? Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah, he gave me the blunt this time, you know what I mean? But I'm like, yo, why you give me the blunt after 3 throws? Yeah,
Look, I'm like, what's up with these niggas? Talking like we were not niggas. Nah, stop fucking with niggas.
Stop playing. Stop playing. Bring that beat back. Listen, let me tell you something, man. You sit right here, man. You give me a blunt. You give me high off the vote, and you don't. Let me get it, man. Let me hear it, man.
You want me to go off?
Nah, I'm going.
Let's go.
I think they want one more. Smash, you want it?
Today's on him.
It is on him, but I need the whole plate. See, right now my stomach is like more. Let me tell you something. He already giving crack. He already giving crack. I need him.
I had to
smoke.
He had to
smoke.
Let me pause.
Yeah, we can't. You can't. You know what? Can he stop the beat? Fire of the day.
He tried to save it.
Yeah, but it was. Cause it,
and that's how you get out of
it. You know what? Chris, what's up? What you got for me?
Come up, waiting for the time that I come up. Really be feeling sorry for them niggas, thinking niggas about to come up sick. And you gotta be a dumb fuck. I'm thinking I'ma let you niggas take something from me that I was hard for. I'm trying to see a million, I struggle, that's what I grind for. And I ain't even making no way, I gotta grind more. Coming from the projects, I wanna quit with like 9 floors. Look, I know they don't wanna see me dream, cause the niggas know that I'm a king. Look, deeper than music, I swear this shit is so deeper than what it seems. I do this for my family and my team, they depending on me. Yeah, I'ma do this shit by myself. Say fuck you, cause I don't need any help. I'm addressing no issues, you think I changed, to keep that shit to yourself. It's for the better, I ain't real if I ain't real with myself. I can hurry and proceed with caution, you test me, I might just dump. Man, my life was hard, all of these obstacles, shit was rough.
Greedy nigga though. That was a lot of it, man. Yo, true story, like, I ain't gonna front. It's like, I hit a pain type shit and that shit makes it out. Niggas look at you like you got hit.
I mean, like,
shit. I was nice too. You feel me? I mean, I wasn't like that. You know, I was just like, I need a different beat, cause you, like, I'm not as experienced as these guys. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a seasoned veteran. I'm a little old in my style. This, you really think this is all? You really think that's all I'm good for right now? That's all I'm good for. Yo, we just got no respect for niggas, bro. Yo, you know what? Remember Chris, I was saying, I need you to help me show love to my favorite supporter. And that's Kimmy, so we're gonna all do a little fight for Kimmy, okay? I'll start it off, love. I'll hang up. Well, we all gonna say something. And Vaughn's gonna end it off. Okay? Look. I'm getting in my baggy right now, cause this is like, this is, Chris is on it too. the nigga to kill. Listen. Can you? Yeah, we just know. Look, this is not a funny game thing, okay? Ouch. You know what I mean? Like, look. How much? 15 minutes left? Yeah, we got time. We got. Just cut the beat. Just cut the beat. Just cut the beat, okay? We got time. We got time.
We coming back.
We got time. You know, but since we got time, we're going to go to a music break while we at it. You know what I mean? Street Watchers Radio. Chris is still in here. He got the squad in here. We chilling. When we come back, I'm going to battle Chris, see if he can still get light real quick. Okay? Street Watchers Radio. OnlyAGotTheater.com. You know what's up. Let's go.
I don't even talk about the money. I've been riding around with it on me.
Cause if I lack, they got a chance to leave me lonely. I ain't going nowhere. Damn bad, dead bro, no clothes. I ain't best swag. Took a loss, bounce back just like that. Post up, she said she like that. I might one night die. This one thought I would lose. Said I'm a woman that will. I put my life on the line. I'm trying to get me a mail. I got a family fee. Yup, I need all of my bills. And I'm still live on that gang shit. You fuck around and get killed. Hold on, my niggas, they ride out. Don't make these crip niggas pop out. Yo, bitch, she like how we vibe out. She want my dick inside her mouth. I hope you know what the deal is. In the story, nigga, period. I'm coming for all of the millions. Sorry, Lord, I keep on killing them. I'ma sin again. Niggas sleeping on me. I'ma finish them. Time to wake them up. Ain't no letting up. Top of laying down. We be acting up. Disrespect the clock. Hold a sack of nuts. I don't trust these bitches. They just work for nothing. I don't trust the soul. Y'all be out of line. Keep my circle small. I ain't got the time. I'm damn bad. Bro, no clothes, I have bad swag. Took a loss, bounce back just like that. Bust up, she said she like that. I might one night die. Hopping on the road, getting money. I don't even talk about the money. I can ride around with it on me. Cause if I like it, got a chance to leave me lonely. I ain't lonely. New York, I'm in it rock. I didn't have my socks. Running from my heart. And I did that up. What? And I'm on the block. And I'm not strong.
Jay Rogers Radio. This is my voice when I'm having too much fun. This is my voice when I'm having too much fun. This is how I know I'm old. I didn't mean to school y'all into dancing just now, you feel me? But you know when niggas know he didn't get school, like, yeah, you did great. You know what I mean? But I need to ask Chris, like, what are you telling people right now, like, that they not hearing though? Like, your message to them, what is, like, your message, would you say?
Like, in a positive way? Or just
that doesn't matter. Whatever your message is, because I say a lot of disrespectful shit, but that's my message.
What's going on right now? Don't try to come around later.
That's shit. That's like a lot of people. That's, you know, I think that's like a Street Watchers meeting every day. Every time we on the group chat, it's basically something like that. So I respect it, and I think Chris, you got a lot to offer, and I suggest... I didn't throw shade at you.
You're just so immune to throwing shades. Huh?
Anyway, I said, Chris, you got a lot to offer. And I hope you don't take your feet off that gas. I mean, because y'all niggas got that lane already, man. It's just like now.
We just getting started.
Listen, I don't doubt it. I don't think they doubt it if they watch them. But I'm pretty sure they just want it to happen. Like, sometimes you don't want people to just like say it, just do it. So it's like, I want to be able to come to the video shoot. You get what I'm saying? Yeah, even though niggas, you know how niggas are. I'm gonna call Flea tomorrow. He's like, the price went up. I'm like, bro, like I was just here yesterday. So, but I'd rather hear that than hear niggas don't want to do nothing. So, you know what I mean, I congratulate him. I appreciate the movement. Thank you for coming up to Street Watchers Radio. Last time we had you here, you admitted to us that you wanted to fuck Cardi. But now it's like, but now you on, no, the views, what are you talking about? This is just for us, you know what I mean? That's what makes it worse. It's not, now I'm pretty sure you, it seems like you're more humbled, focused on working. So this is a different Chris. Thank you. Congratulations on that. Let me tell you something. Run. That's my only answer to you. You're first? Run. I got a daughter, yeah. I run every day, so just run. Never turn back.
What do you think he gonna have, boy or girl?
He's light skinned. He probably gonna have a girl. I say a girl because you look like you done did a couple girls dirty in your lifetime.
Yeah, you probably.
You done did a couple. If you did a couple girls dirty, you're gonna have a girl.
Nah, that's not true.
Yeah, but like sometimes God skip over the lames a little bit. Like he's like, I'll give you a boy. He's like, yeah, you wasn't too good as a boy, so I'm gonna give you a boy to make him better. And you got a king, so it's like. Anyway, sometimes I take shots. But
slow the hell.
I thought you was gonna have a girl too. I ain't gonna lie. So I could be wrong. But what do you want? What do you want, though?
I say too much. I'm going to say I want a boy. I want a little boy. I want a little me, you know what I'm saying? A little me.
Damn, niggas had more Niggas had more viewers on the Instagram live than I have liking my pictures on a regular day. Like, damn. That's disrespectful. Like, I gotta keep the picture up a couple days before I hit that number. You know what I mean? Niggas gotta just randomly think of me to go like the picture. This nigga over here threw an Instagram video up. It was like, that was just people looking. Okay.
Okay.
You see, I ended mines. When I end mines, I put it down so y'all ain't see the numbers. Nah, but I mean, I know you got it going. So, what's next? When's the mixtape dropping? We got a date?
Nah, no date yet. Soon.
Now.
I say soon, but I mean like soon. Nah, no, how niggas be like coming real mm-hmm. soon, and that should be like months. But nah, soon. Like,
okay.
Really soon.
Okay. Now, I know you did tours. Is it like, as of now, is it like, am I going to see you on Love & Hip Hop next week or something? Is it like next season or something? Is it something that you plan on doing? Because I see a lot of people doing different things. I want to know what avenue you going for. Like, what do people, what should they look out for you for other than the mixtape? Because obviously, they hearing these songs, they're going to want to know the mixtape already. So, but what else you going to do?
Definitely got the web series jumping. Live time says definitely called Live Times. Get it? Cause we two loves.
So I didn't get my script yet, so I'll just wait.
Live time, you know what I'm saying. Keep it. You want it right now? You just
thanks. Thanks for telling me. Like, I'll have my lawyers call you guys very soon. Sure. Nah, but that's what's up. That's
what's up. Oh, yeah, we had another. I had an interview and I said it didn't make sense. Some shit just like that too.
Well, make sure my part gets out because niggas gonna know. I win my money. That's what's up, man. I appreciate you coming up here and giving us the exclusive.
My fault, just to clarify the web series thing. Yeah, it's going to be a web series, and that's going to be to put it on a platform for all of us, obviously. You know what I'm saying? Especially Chris, you know what I'm saying? Be able to just let people see who he is. Because people want to find out who you are, kind of like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Man,
that's why I ask questions like I ask, you feel me? Like, that's why I don't ask you don't see there's no paper here. I didn't check my phone. This is just me thinking to myself, like, yo, I know they're going to want to hear this, too. And I'm really surprised Smash got his ringtone on, like, we're all in the station. You know what I mean? Like, he wasn't here last time. But, you know, I had to put him on blast. But, I mean, so, like, it's just great to see you grow. Thank you for pulling up, my man. I mean, it's always a pleasure. I was done bad, too, man. But that beat, that song enough, man. Like, I can't be sad and bouncing that hard. Like, I don't know. That song is like, you telling me I'm hurt, but you like, nigga, keep bouncing, though. You know what I mean? So this is, I respect it. Street Watchers Radio, Earl Chris, The Times. You know what I mean? I want to thank you for coming out. Before we get out of here, guys, you can chill. I mean, before we get out of here, I know Minor Red... You had, yes, please. Minor Red. What does Minor Red have to do? Va, what do we ask Minor Red for?
Minor Gold?
Yeah, what do we ask Minor Gold? What happened? What did you say?
Gossip?
Okay, forget it. You know what? No.
What happened?
Now, you told us about, we talked about the Meek shit. We talked about the Tyrese. What's up with Wendy Williams?
I mean, Wendy Williams, she needs to just, like, take it easy with her husband. Somebody already went on your show saying that you're going to stand by him. But this man has been in a relationship for like 8 years. Like, he has a side wife. That's not even a side wife.
Oh, so he winning.
It's like a side
wife. Wendy's a side wife.
Henry Williams.
He winning. That's Wendy. Correction. That's not Wendy. That's Henry.
That's Wendell.
That's Wendell. Yeah, the way that bitch fell the other day.
Was that shit was hella fake. That's
Wendell.
That shit was hella fake. Nobody passes out with the head on the handle.
Yo, sometimes the pass out is a little emotional. So, you know what I mean? You fall down like that. Well, she cannot. The only Disney movie Wendy Williams could be in is Jurassic Park. And she would have to be one of the, you know. Or she could be in Men in Black, too, because she could be the worm drinking the coffee.
That's all.
Now, what do you, Chris, what do you think? If, like, do you see us? You know what? I want to say it right, because it's like sometimes it's like breeze chill.
It's mad other niggas around the room, bro.
It's just
gonna be open. You my guest today. So I need the people to see how you think. What do you think? If your man's had a situation, married, kids, and then he had another situation, married, kids, on the, how do you, what advice do you give your man? Like,
I didn't be wives.
I'm staying out. Do your thing.
You're not hanging out. That type of situation gets you in trouble at home. That's like some shit. I go home and she's like,
"Oh, so you?
You think that's cool?"
Niggas that do shit like that, right?
So it's like,
I'm saying like, if we were in a situation like that, right? So, and that's your man's, right? Like, that's your man. Mm-hmm. You gonna tell your man to do the right thing?
Yeah. I do it every day. Every time I talk to one of these niggas. I mean,
as far as that relationships, I stay out of my man's shit.
Now, relationships I like to stay out of, but sometimes you just have no choice. Like.
Sometimes, boy, sometimes.
When it starts affecting you.
Like, look. Look at you right now. You glowing. You're smiling. You're looking at me like you better not fuck my shit up. I mean, that's life is good. Somebody like Smash come through and just come through like, yo, bro, I got like 3 joints in the crib. That could have nothing to do with you, but that's going to affect you. So that's your man. You got to tell him the truth no matter what. Like, Castle a nigga that fuck my shit up no matter what. Like, he just does it just being him. Let me tell you, this nigga would have his relationship going on. He fucking up with his shit just because I'm like, you know, yo, babe, let me tell you this crazy shit I heard. And she like, what? That's cool with you? I'm like, like, how you judge me off of him? Like, we are different. Like, nah, we're different people. I'm actually the friend that tell these guys to, like, chill. Like, Voss, especially Voss, I'd be like, yo.
You are a liar, bro.
I tell you chill more than ever, bro.
No, son. We have to tell you to chill.
That's radio though. Yeah,
like that's everyday life. Everyday life.
I just don't think sometimes.
He's
that's
like
it.
The nigga that be back after that video.
I gotta look out for this guy because I don't know if he's gonna take like a pack of macaroni and cheese from Western Beef.
It's crazy.
Or if he's gonna run out of wings and things with a meal. You know what I'm saying? You don't know what Breezy's doing at any moment of time, bro.
You know, you gotta have him on your feet. I mean, like. You're not my friend if you can't be ready for whatever comes. So that's how it goes. But like I was saying to you just now, like shit happens. So you just gotta be able to like from like a father to a new father. That's really what I can tell you. It's a beautiful feeling, bro.
Yeah.
It's amazing. But just don't give up. I mean like I don't. Keep fighting. I say that now, but I'm telling you keep fighting, my nigga. It's gonna get rough. You know, especially if you jinking, phone's gonna be blinking, you know what I mean? Shows is gonna be ringing, hoes is gonna be singing, you know what I mean? Like, it's just simple math, it's just that. Yeah, that's how we talk to each other, you feel me? Like, if the bros ain't tell you yet, I'm telling you now.
Don't take his advice.
No, the best advice I give you is like,
stick with it.
Happy wife, happy life.
Understood, ain't even gotta be explained.
Because if you could keep her quiet, it is lit. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say it like a. When I say quiet, I mean like have nothing to argue with you about.
They found a way.
No. Those are different stuff. Those are different stuff. When I say nothing to argue with you about, it's like you know you good.
Right.
Like you know when we win an argument, you like that's what you're talking about.
Right.
You look back. You just give it that look like. You in your head waiting to see what she's gonna say.
But you say it's like y'all never win.
When you have his one is lit. When you walk into the crib, you know it's about to get lit. But you have the package ready. The package is basically the excuse. The excuse is ready. Right. It's loaded. So you walk in, and then she hits you with nothing about it. You like, I don't even know that. Prove to me. And then it's like,
I'm sorry.
Those are win. But when. You know, when she get pregnant, it's like, start crying by ice cream. You got to cry with him. I mean, if you have a girl, just to let you know, you're not going to be, don't call him for a week. Because he's going to be the softest nigga in the world. Like, testosterone goes down. I had a daughter, and I started crying. I cried at the hospital like a bitch. But
I believe I'm going to do everybody.
And no, that was after the baby came. I was just laying there like, I can't believe my life. So just take everything that come with it. I'm pretty sure you'd be great, man. You got the hustle, you got the mentality, you got the squad with you. God bless everything you do, my brother. Street Watchers Radio. Before we leave, Minor, what's your final thought of the day?
I have no more words for you.
I'm a good guy.
That crying comment, I'm gonna let you.
I cried. I don't care. No one said it, okay.
I'm gonna let him rock. Yeah, I'm gonna let you have.
All right, Castle don't look like a nigga that cried. He looked like he was just like, yeah, I'm a G, I had a kid. Yeah. The nigga was like, I'm a nigga. I just gave birth to a king. Like, he looked like that type, you know what I mean?
You're funny guy. You're a funny guy.
Yo, Va, what's your final thought of the day?
Well, like always, if it ain't raw, it ain't real.
I just hate how you stole mine. I just hope he stole. Yo, Castle, did he steal my shit or not?
I mean, he remade it.
He stole my shit. This,
first of all, let's
yo, before the show ends, can you tell Kimmy some good words, my brother? Because I can tell Kimmy something. You want me to start?
Stop.
Kimmy, I think you legit. Calling the phone like, please don't quit.
Bars.
When you call us up, it's like, it's lit. Kimmy on the phone, that's it.
Yeah, Kimmy,
but we know you like VAR, though.
Don't take it that far, though.
Uh-oh. When you look at VAR, it makes you go Fargo. Get it? Nah? No one?
All right. I get it.
Yeah, what you got to say? Did I just mess it up for you?
Yeah,
nah, but we want to tell Kimmy, thank you, Kimmy, for calling up and always being a great supporter. VAR.
He really
nah, he's still here. I mean, so we all want to say thank you to Kimmy.
Shout out to all the listeners. Shout out to Kimmy on the check-in.
Kimmy especially.
Kimmy especially.
She deserves that shout out.
She does. We got to send her something.
We got to. She didn't she win the didn't she win the date with VAR competition that we did? All right, you know, we'll do that next week. We're going to do whoever calls up will win a competition. Free Watchers Radio, only on YakRadio.com. Listen, if you guys want to do your own radio show, you're interested in something like that, please contact me, Clay, or DJ Will. I have slots available at YakRadio.com. This is what we do. Castle, where you at this weekend?
Nerezo on Friday.
All right, Nerezo on Friday, okay. Vaughn, you got, if it ain't raw, it ain't real. Who?
It's
what?
That's his.
Oh, that's it. Yeah, you can have it.
He don't have no kid, you
know? No, I think we allowed to say more than he is because we know the difference. Yeah. So it's like, niggas.
But y'all got caught though.
But his shot, his aim, he has better aim than we do. Obviously, like he's like he aimed to not. You know, yeah, you know what? Let's not get too deep. Let's not get too.
Nah,
it's getting a little graphic.
So Breeze, what's yours? Since you got a switch.
What's mine's? When you shoot up the club, make sure you wear a vest. You never know when somebody might be shooting back. Street Watchers Radio, we out!
That's not even fair. How you not asked me what my quote of the day was? I had that line, bro.
Drop action, slap you, whack bastard. I would sound better than you if I rap back.
I am not here for the token. This here was sending the message.
Drop action, slap you, whack bastard. I would sound better than you if I rap back.
I am not here for the token. This here was sending the message.
Sending the message.
And this is for all of you rappers. I'm not the one you should mess with. Straight from the bottom, I got some niggas that's with it. Clap you up just for a necklace. My niggas reckless. My niggas so for the drama. So please do not try to suspect me. I was on the block all night. Graveyard six, going hard, trying to make our tips.